Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2159, Stop and Enjoy the Biscuit by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. On Mondays, I usually cover minimalism, one of our most requested topics. So with that, let's get right to the Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. Stop and Enjoy the Biscuit by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com. On the road again. A few weeks ago, we sold our flat in London and half the stuff in it. The coffee table, TV stand, sofa, and three side tables were all sold on to new owners to use and get value from. Even as a minimalist, regular decluttering still needs to happen, and I wasn't surprised to find that I needed a couple of trips to the recycling center to dispose of random planks of wood, unopened cans of paint, and spare plant pots that we had hidden away just in case. Once again, we are officially off the property ladder in exchange for a more digital nomad type of life for now. We've sold the brick and mortar in exchange for collecting road trip experiences. We're currently in a small village called Critch, a place I hadn't heard of before coming here, but it's right near the Peak District in the north of England. Well, Midlands really, but anything north of the M25 is north to me. Everything we need for 2021 fits in our dinky Hyundai i20. Just. That includes all my work gear, clothes, toiletries, cosmetics, electronics, plus Daisy the dog and her food, games, and medicine, of course. She gets the whole backseat to herself with her comfy bed. We plan to be around here for another couple of weeks before heading down south to Devon for a few months. It's an interesting way to live, work, and explore. It's constant change and slow travel combined. This weird hybrid can attack the senses, and while leaving you in awe of the surroundings and adding to the wonderful experiences traveling can give you, it also can be quite bizarre and discombobulating, a word I've never written, ever. See, this is a new thing. During one of my days off, we took a drive out to Chatsworth House to stroll around the gardens and visit the farm shop. The shop knew how to push my buttons. Fresh pastries and locally sourced chocolate, cakes, alcohol, and other homemade delights. I almost bought jam, which I probably eat like once a year. You'll be pleased to know I restrained myself from the jam, but one thing that did catch my eye was a packet of oat biscuits half covered in milk chocolate. Nom. I bought a pack of 5. These biscuits weren't cheap, but I could tell you were going to be good. You know the type. The ones that kind of make you want to rip the wrapping off with little care and attention. I knew that they would be an awesome after-dinner treat or mid-afternoon snack. The day after, I was set up for work as usual in the living room. It was busy. The laptop had more tabs open than necessary. My iPad was still on Zoom after 5 to 6 client coaching calls. The work phone still had headphones tangled around it from a call earlier in the day. And my personal phone was lighting up every few minutes. I was consumed in my own busyness and I hadn't eaten anything other than a smoothie for breakfast. Now, in the middle of the afternoon, was the perfect time to step away and grab one of these new and highly valued biscuits. I delicately took 2 from their wrapping so as not to waste any goodness through unnecessary manhandling and placed them on a plate in the kitchen before walking them back into the living room work chaos I had created. It's not my place, so I didn't want to drop crumbs all over the shop. I laid the plate carefully between the laptop and the iPad, grabbing the top biscuit and surveying where to have my first bite, chocolate or not. Chocolate, of course. A second after that one bite, I put the biscuit back on the plate, now obscured by tech, and defaulted to responding to an instant message on Microsoft Teams that flashed up. As I started to type back, mouthful of biscuit with the obligatory, "Yes, I'm free, what's up?" I stopped. In that moment, I caught myself being sucked into busyness and I had to get out. I immediately closed the lid on my laptop, shut down the iPad, and set both phones to silent. I grabbed my plate of 1 2/3 biscuits and laid back on the sofa. With my feet up on the table, blocking the view of the tech, I stopped and did nothing but enjoy the biscuits for the next few minutes. And it was glorious. It was just another reminder that no matter how much life stuff takes over, you always have the choice to stop. Some like to remain on the hamster wheel, but I can't. I don't want to. I want to slow down. Don't let anything get in the way of you just stopping for a moment and enjoying your biscuit. Everything else can wait. You just listened to the post titled "Stop and Enjoy the Biscuit" by Chris Lovett of lessisprogress.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And a big thank you to Chris of Less is Progress. He has a book, Discovery of Less, which you can find on his site and on Amazon. If you go to his site, you can get the intro and first chapter for free. He actually has a quote from me in the first couple pages of the book, which is pretty cool. And a good reminder today to stop and notice. The most difficult part of this is remembering, which is why I like to read articles like this to you, to hopefully remind you today to slow down just a little bit and notice things. I had an anthropology class in college that had some really interesting homework assignments. One was to take a walk and try to only notice the shadows of things instead of the things themselves. Our brains are so quick to move towards efficiency that we don't even notice shadows on a typical day. It's kind of crazy to think about. They're everywhere, but when's the last time you actually paid attention to a shadow? Yes, it might not add value to only look at shadows, and definitely don't do that if you're driving, but it's a practice and reminder that there's a lot that we are not seeing or doing every day. And sometimes taking a minute or two to slow down and notice can make a world of difference. So thanks again to Chris. Thank you for being here and listening every day. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be here curating articles for you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.